Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward at 7:30 here on a Thursday morning with 40 degrees. There is still no deal to keep the federal government open past the December 21st deadline.
After battling it out with President Trump in the Oval Office over significant funding for the border wall, Democratic leader Chuck Schumer blasted the president on the Senate floor.
President Trump will soon realize that his position will not result in a wall, but will result in a Trump shutdown.
Republicans say President Trump has every right to fight for more border security money, but Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley says he hopes there won't be a partial government shutdown right before Christmas.
Hopefully it can be accomplished without that, because we know it costs money to shut down the government, it costs money to open the government, and it's not the best thing to do, but I think the president has to use the leverage he has.
On Capitol Hill, Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
The Sedgwick County Commission yesterday struggled with the issue of condemning nuisance properties in unincorporated areas of the county.
One of the issues the commission talked about putting before the legislature in January was how to deal with such properties. The idea is to give counties the same power as cities in Kansas to condemn and remove nuisance properties. But Commissioner Richard Ransdow said that amounts to an abuse of power.
Sometimes freedom is a little messy, and we can't expect a perfect solution just by giving our government bureaucrats more power.
In the end, the commissioners voted 5-0 to give the Metropolitan Area Planning Department the latitude to deal with the issue, but not bring any proposed legislation before the legislature until January. Gordon Basham, KNSS News.
Kansas Governor-elect Laura Kelly's inaugural committee has slashed the cost of a premium seating package for her inaugural ball. This comes after the State Ethics Commission rescinded its approval of a higher-priced plan that appeared to exceed the legal limit for contributions.
In an email Wednesday, the inaugural committee's chairwoman said the cost of a gold package for a table of 10 people had been dropped to $3,000. The price initially had been $10,000, which is five times the legal limit on individual contributions to inaugural committees. The committee's email said the Ethics Commission signed off on an earlier proposal detailing the cost of ticket packages, but reversed itself. The change came a day after the first reports were released on the committee's plans. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A city in eastern Nebraska will continue paying Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach at least $10,000 a year to defend its immigration ordinance, even though the last legal challenge to the rule ended 4 years ago. The city council in Fremont, Nebraska, unanimously approved its annual agreement with Kobach this week. Since 2010, the city of Fremont has paid the Republican, who lost his bid to become Kansas governor last fall, a total of nearly $102,000.
UK Prime Minister Theresa May has survived a challenge to her leadership.
Following a day of political drama, UK Prime Minister Theresa May won a vote of confidence in her leadership of Britain's Conservative Party. The margin of victory, 200 votes to 117. Despite the victory, it is clear her leadership has been damaged and the division within her own party runs deep. But now she faces an uphill battle to get the Brexit agreement hammered out with the European Union through the UK Parliament, with opposition parties and dozens of her own MPs solidly against it. In a statement following the result of the vote, the Prime Minister vowed to deliver the Brexit that the people voted for. In London, Ashley Webster, Fox News.
Grease is the word. It's also a slippery substance by its nature, but a would-be burglar got stuck in it.
He was trying to break into an abandoned Chinese restaurant near San Francisco. Instead, police say the man got stuck in a grease vent for 2 days. Deputies and firefighters were called to the vacant building in San Lorenzo after someone heard his cries for help. Despite being covered in the gooey grease and getting exposed to the cold and elements, he was in generally good condition. As for any criminal charges, the Alameda County Sheriff's Office might be willing to grease the skids, saying they'll decide later whether to book the suspect or issue a citation. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Let's take a look at the forecast now with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A wind advisory goes into effect at mid-morning through this afternoon across south-central Kansas. We will have some wind gusts as high as 40 miles per hour as low pressure passes to our south. That will also bring in some moisture, including light rain or drizzle. Today's high 42. Partly cloudy overnight, our low 29. Then sunny and breezy again tomorrow. Friday's high 48. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now a cloud cloudy sky. We've got a north wind gusting up to 32 miles per hour. 40 degrees, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS at 7:36. Richard Branson's Virgin Galactic is gearing up to send its tourism rocket ship to the edge of space. If successful, it would be a major step toward the long-delayed dream of commercial space tourism. Next test flight could come as early as today, with two pilots taking Virgin spaceship Unity high above California's Mojave Desert. And Gordon Basham, of course, you're from Houston area. I remember when I was a kid, they started off at Cape Canaveral, and then they moved everything over to Houston. Is it because you were there, or because LBJ lived over there?
Yes.
Which was it?
Yes.
But I've been to that Space Center now. That's a pretty neat place to visit.
Yeah, it was quite a heady experience for a young reporter to cover all the Gemini flights from Gemini 5 all the way through the second Skylab mission.
All right. Spacey. Well, now, so when tourism comes, space tourism, you'll fork over a few hundred thousand and you'll go up, right?
Indeed, I will.
Okay. Ted and I have been talking off the air. We might as well talk about it on the air, Ted.
Okay.
We've got this story this morning from the AP about Kris Kobach, our Secretary of State here in Kansas. This town of Fremont, Nebraska, is paying him how much? $10,000 a year?
Yeah, every year they send him a check for $10,000.
And he hasn't done anything before
for four years.
Great. Now, of course, he lost his
apparently this is governor. Okay with the city, the taxpayers of Fremont. The vote went through unanimously.
Obviously, Chris has charmed the heck out of these folks.
Yeah, he's got something on him.
I think we missed something in the election. If this guy's got that kind of pull and that kind of charm, he could probably do a lot of great things for Kansas.
He probably could.
He could figure out a way for every Kansan not to work and make a lot of money. And then what voter wouldn't go for that?
Well, I tell you what, I'm sold.
Yeah, well, I called you in to talk about this.
We could all just find some dumb city in Nebraska to pay us money for doing nothing. We'd have it made.
Grand Island? I don't know any Nebraska cities. How many are gullible up there?
Well,
I know you couldn't do that.
We know one.
Oklahoma.
Fremont.
You try that in Oklahoma, they'd take you out and string you up.
Well, yeah, no kidding. You know, what I would suggest is the two of you, the three of us, whatever, we find some city in Iowa to pay us not to do a morning show.
Yeah, okay. Well, now, we talked about this, the former coaches, you know, they go 1-75 and they get fired.
They get fired and
they get $1 million
huge
a year.
Severance package. Yeah.
And parachuters.
Gordon, you're the only person I've ever known who, when you're unemployed, you still have tons of money. And I saw you've got some secret, don't you? Right?
Yeah, if you look on the post office wall, you'll see my picture.
There you go. That's your secret. Okay. Anyway, I don't know, Ted. You and I are talking. We work pretty hard for the money. We're not going to get into how much we're paid, okay? But it's, you know, people out there listening right now in their cars or wherever they're at, you know, I'm working my tail off.
Yeah.
And I haven't had a raise for 7 years. Mm. And this guy, it's the Secretary of State of Kansas, gets $10,000 a year for doing nothing.
You know, that's
apparently immigration's a big problem in Fremont, Nebraska.
Yeah, well, they're probably scared to death, you know,
about an hour west of Omaha. Yeah,
big
immigration problem there.
Fremont.
A lot of voter fraud up there, probably, in Fremont. That's ridiculous.
If you were a taxpayer in Fremont, would you not just be incensed?
They ought to burn the city hall down. That's crazy. Man, do we do that, Ted? Well, we're going to pay somebody for not working at the county.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, that's a different kind of a different deal.
It's a great scam if you can get it, you know.
No kidding.
All right. Coming up later on today, and I don't know if you're going to stick around for this or not, Gordon.
Sure.
The Intercom Wichita Christmas office party is coming up.
Yes, I'm going to come back for that.
Are you really?
Yeah.
You're going to have Stroud's chicken there.
Mashed potatoes, man.
Gravy. Mmm, boy.
That sounds good.
It's awful good. That's the only reason I'm going to this thing.
Exactly.
Yeah. Because I could see these knuckleheads any day of the week, you know. We don't need a staff meeting.
But Stroud's Chicken shows up once a year.
Yeah.
And you're here.
Oh, I'm here.
Oh, yeah.
If they do that three times a year, I'll be here. Stroud's Kevin over there is our guy. He takes care of us. He's a big listener. So we're having an office party. I was in the hall a while ago, and one of our announcers at one of our other stations down the hall, he calls himself the Hitman.
Yes.
Yeah, the Hitman's down there.
Oh, baby.
Oh, baby. And he says, are you bringing, is St. Shelley sending any of her chocolate chip cookies this year? Now, my wife, this is kind of a bit of a true, it's like Pavlov's dogs. She's done this a few years, and now they're salivating at this time. Oh, right, cookies. Right. Well, Shelly hasn't made any, and she's not going to.
Uh-oh, you're on the hit list.
The hitman's hit list. Yeah. There's a guy who works hard for the money, I'll tell you.
Great guy.
The hitman. One of my favorite people in all the building. 742. Steve and Ted.
Well, thanks.
Coming up, we got Bill Roy, editor of the Wichita Business Journal. Growth for a Wichita aviation company. Bill's on the way. Steve and Ted on KNSS.